Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer Podcast. I'm your host, Saurav. I hope you all are doing awesome, you are feeling great, and you are staying healthy, you are staying productive, and you are trying to accomplish your goals. Remember, right now it might be a tough time, it might be tough times for us, but together we will get through this. If you're new to this podcast is all about programming in general and becoming blissful while being one. If Blissful Programmer was able to help in any way to improve your life, to improve your career, to improve your perception, you can show your appreciation by following, subscribing, supporting, and sharing. Of course, you can also donate if you'd like. If you're already a supporter, I'm immensely grateful for your support. You guys help me inspire others, and I'm grateful that you guys are here. So today, I want to talk about one of the topic which I dearly hold on to in my life. And I have learned my lesson, and that's why I changed my attitude. It's all about speaking your mind. Okay. So by the way, I'm not saying like speak your mind, like go and tell everyone on internet what exactly you think, even if it's gonna get you fired from your job. I'm not saying that. I mean, of course, it's a professional work. You work hard for it, or you know, you're trying hard for it. If you feel like other people would be opposed to it, unless someone really asks you for it, don't share. But normally, if it comes to like normal day-to-day work and life, I would suggest that you should just speak your mind. If you need to say no, you should be saying no. Okay? So one of the things one of the reasons why I have implemented this strategy in my life is because of the lessons I've learned when I was in my childhood. So in my childhood, I was pretty kind of insecure, an introvert, no confidence, no nothing. Always doubting myself, you know. I mean, if it comes to like, you know, teenage, never asked out. Actually, I asked out girls, but if one or two or indirectly, and I was never able, like it sucked. All right. But from that overall experience, I learned like, okay, one thing I'm going to implement in my life, I'm going to change, is I'm going to just speak my mind what I feel. If I feel like I need to speak up, I am going to speak up. I'm not really going to force my mind to really, you know, care about, you know, like, oh, I should not speak because of the, you know, like there are senior people speaking, or I should not speak and, you know, maybe thinking what others would think about this. I have trained myself not to really care about these things and just say what's on my mind. If someone thinks I'm fool, sure, it's cool. Yes, I'm fool. I'm trying to learn. I don't know everything. This particular approach has, you know, like if I need to say no to someone, and it's a constant thing. It's not like you are like, okay, you're going to do this, and from now on, you will always automatically be doing this. No, it's a constant kind of feedback mechanism or constant process which you have to carry on all your life. So that you can speak your mind. If as a programmer, someone assigns you a task and they are like, hey, these are the way it should be done. Can you do it for us? And if you feel like, okay, this is best on your current schedule and everything, if you feel like you can't do it, or maybe you're not able to find the solution, you should just tell them like, hey man, or hey, I don't think it's possible to do that, but I think there is another way, and this is how we can do it. All right. So, or you can simply say, okay, I have investigated and I didn't find any, you know, any way to solve this. I will need to speak with the, you know, the client, the person, or I will need to speak with some senior advisor or someone else. You know, you gotta say exactly what you feel. But I'm not saying like you should just, if given a task, you spend like 20 minutes on it and you're like, okay, I'm done. I need someone's help. Okay, I can't do this. No, don't do that. Spend some time on it. Try different approaches. Try hypothesis, assumptions, and then try to prove yourself wrong. Try to, you know, find, first of all, a solution. And if you can't really find an like any solution anywhere, even after trying really hard, you just let them know like, hey, man, I need some help. Or I don't think I can solve it, or maybe this is not the way to solve it. I need to find a different approach, or I need your help in finding a different approach. Let's do some more discussions, okay? So yeah, that is like very, very important skill or kind of personality traits to have if you are a software engineer, because you are the one who is building, all right? You are the one who would be creating. So you are the one who should know the limits as well. And if, I mean, other people will, of course, ask you to create anything like, I don't know, rainbow shitting unicorn or whatever. But the point is, if it's not able to build, if it's not able to build in the time given, either you can tell them, okay, I need more time, or you can tell them, okay, I was not able to solve, I need help, or, you know, just speaking whatever the problem you are facing, that's gonna get you more respected, and that's gonna get you to, you know, advance faster in your career, in your programming endeavor, than just bottling things up and trying to preserve your ego. I mean, be assertive. That's very important. When it comes to just saying on my mind, for example, like recently, there was a task which was requested, and there were not a lot of information given, and that task had to be done like really fast, and the team members were saying like, hey, we need to do this task very fast, can you figure out, can you help us, and so on. So I looked into it and looked like I was not able to really find a good way to do that. It felt like it's almost impossible to do it, and I knew there was another way, but the stakeholders were saying like, no, we need it this particular way because it's easy on their part, but it was hard on my part because I had to programmatically change a lot of things, and I knew like based on file types it was not, you know, it was just not possible. So at the end I had to tell them like, hey, I don't think it's possible. I spent like 3-4 hours on it, maybe 5 hours, tried a lot of things, tried different approaches, but it didn't work. And then I had to just tell them, hey, either we have to work with our client and try the second approach, or if you have a knowledge gap, we need to learn more about it, or, you know, we need to work with I need to work with you guys to actually make this, you know, find a different way because this is not gonna work. So yeah, I mean, time boxing your overall approach, your overall like time boxing a task is very important. And if you're not able to solve it in a particular time box and it's taking too long, then just let them know, you know, like, you need help, or it's not possible, but there's another way which we can utilize. And speaking out in those situations will solve the problem much faster than not speaking out and keep trying to solve the problem in any way possible while wasting a lot of time when other tasks are being affected, you know. This particular approach also has, I would say this should be the whole kind of philosophy of life, that you should not keep things inside your mind, you know. Like, don't let it, because it's kind of when you try to speak something, it comes from within. from the mind and from within, it's like a voice coming up and then you bottle it down. So it's kind of energy trapped inside you, which is going to be converted into more stress. So if you don't speak out, if you don't take the action at that time, you're going to feel really weird. You're going to feel like, oh, I should have done. You're going to have regret. And believe me, it doesn't feel good. I hate that feeling. I would rather live with failure than live with regret. That's like, it's easy to say, but it's not easy to actually implement in life. You have to be kind of blunt with people at times. And believe me, that will give you much more respect and help you advance faster in your life than any other thing. I'll tell you, like, of course, I'm a young guy. I'm into dating and all. I'm a straight guy. But as a lot of other guys who didn't have, you know, who were like insecure and I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Introvert. In the childhood, they, you know, you were not really popular per se in your school. Anyway, for a lot of us, guys and girls, it's when we grow up, when we work towards improving our personality, we work on our personality, we work on our confidence, we try, fail. One of the main thing in the start I tried was, how can I become more attractive, you know? And yeah, I tried a lot of different things trying to, you know, trying to memorize stuff. You know, everyone does it when they start in this dating world. But so I tried it and everything failed. You know, it just didn't feel right to do that. So at the end, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to be blunt and say exactly what's on my mind. And I don't care if someone is not interested. I don't care if, you know, if someone doesn't vibe with me. It is what it is. So from then on, if I see anyone who is attractive, and I'm a straight guy, so of course I'm talking about women. If I find any woman attractive, I'm just going to go and talk to her. I'm just going to go and in less than 5 seconds, I'm just going to go and, you know, ask her out. That's what I do. I mean, my simple approach is, hey, I think you are beautiful and I would like to know more about you. I would like to take you out on a date, like something like this, something along the lines. Like, actually, sometimes I say like, yeah, I think you're fucking beautiful. I want to take you out on a date. When are you available? Or something like, hey, I think you're fucking beautiful. What's your name? Or, hey, I'm Sasha. Hey, I'm blah, blah. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm whatever. But yeah, you get the gist of it. So while doing that, do I get rejected? Of course, I get rejected a lot of time. I think I've been rejected more than most of people out there. But it's fun. At the end, you stop giving a crap. You're like, oh yeah, it's cool. But I have also, because of being blunt, when you find someone who is who likes you back, at the first, they are gonna just, you know, I have just been blunt and a girl was attracted to me at the first place, they went on a date with me. Like, no matter what, even if they were like far, far away, they drove and they went on a date with me. Of course, a lot of dates didn't go anywhere, but I have seen this. If you are blunt and if you're not beating around the bush, they act like most women appreciate it. You know, hey, I like you. This is what it is. What about you? Like, what do you want to do from here? And you just ask them out. And I mean, I ask them out, and that's how I have had girlfriends or, you know, dates and so on. But anyway, let's get back to the point. Having this overall kind of blunt attitude towards work, towards being an engineer, is also important, because otherwise you'd have so much load on you that you won't be able to do any task if you don't start saying no, if you don't start saying, you know, exactly on your mind, if you don't start asking for help, if you don't say like, hey, I'm stuck, I need your help, can we pair program on this, hey, I'm stuck. Or, you know, you are in college, you are stuck with something, just go and ask your TA, hey, I'm stuck. Or your professor, hey, I'm stuck. Or even if you have something to ask me, just ask me, you know, hey man, can you help me out with this? All right, you gotta be blunt, you gotta take risk, and you gotta be okay with people judging you, people saying, doubting you, you know, people saying you are stupid, people saying, you have no place to speak up, and all the that crap. By the way, for the last case where people think you have no place to speak up, just get the fuck out of that place. That's just bad place to be. That's a stupid place to be. That's just bad. That's wrong people. But anyway, that's the whole gist of what I'm trying to say. Never hold back. Otherwise, it would convert. Even if you're an introvert, it's okay to speak up. Introversion doesn't mean like you should not speak up. Introversion is more about you are more like you like to contemplate more, and rather than, you know, contemplate more and spend more time with yourself, trying to, you know, find out things by your own rather than trying to rely on a kind of a mob or kind of a group energy to thrive. All right, that's kind of what an introvert is. Like, if you're an introvert, I'm an introvert. The good thing is, like in coronavirus period, introverts are the one who are thriving the most, because like a lot of time, like if you're stuck at home and you are alone, you are fine with that. You're like, oh yeah, it's cool. I know how to deal with this, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, introversion should not mean that you're not speaking up. Introversion should not mean that you are bottling things down. Introversion doesn't mean like you should not go and take risk. Introversion doesn't mean you should not be blunt. By the way, I'm not being you. I'm not saying like you should be asshole. I'm not saying you should be rude. That's a different kind of being blunt, which I don't like. People who, you know, try to speak up so they can put other people down just so that they can feel good about themselves. Those are assholes. Those are stupid people. And the best way for them is like, if I meet someone like that, I will just ask them, hey man, let's go on, like, let's go for a roll, or let's go for a fucking mat, you know, like, let's go spar or something, like jujutsu or something, and then we'll see, like, if you can still speak up, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's not talk about violence. My point is, be blunt, speak out your mind, and if you need help, ask for help. If you need to say no, say no. If you need to, you know, ask for assistance, ask for working together, ask for pair programming, ask for it. You know, you need to ask, you need to raise the voice. I mean, you need to, you know, raise your observation or perception. You need to make other people aware what issue, what problem, what you are thinking of. All right. I hope you guys take this and implement in your life and see the change if you can. And yeah, let me know how it goes. All right. By the way, if you guys want me to cover any other topic when it comes to, you know, career as a software engineer or programming in general, or being happy while doing that, shoot me a message, you know, or let me know in comments, or let me know on my Twitter, and yeah, we can together find a way. If I don't know it, or yeah, if I know it, I will just make an episode on it, and I will let others know, like, hey, this was the question asked by you. All right. Well, I hope you have fun. I hope you be brave, and I hope you stay healthy. All right. See you next time. Take care.